Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in Blog Talk Radio land and other lands. Hello. It is Big Red and Brother B in the house once again with the menu.
Yes, I are here.
First, I want to apologize. Feeling a little bit under the weather. Damn ear infection, man. Had my head hurt for like 3 days.
Headache in 4 days. Headache just went away.
So, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. It's real for me right now. Real in the field.
Yep. Real pain, Brother B. Been suffering with those all my life.
Yeah, you know, the last time I had an infection, it was like several years ago. But right now, it's even crazy because my daughter had strep throat about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
So, yeah, I went to the doctor. The doctor was like, well, I don't know if it's strep throat or if it's ear infection. He said it seemed like it's more the ear infection, but you know the symptoms mirror the two. They mirror each other.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm on antibiotics for the next 10 days. And I can't drink nothing. No liquor, no nothing, no beer.
Like you could drink some tea and some hot tea, cocoa, soup. You just can't drink with your tongue.
That just made it a whole lot better, thank you. Anyway, I'm nursing some green tea right now.
Right.
But
this ain't no joke.
Yeah, when the weather switches up like this, man, it's just like sometimes it throws me in chaos. But, you know, of course, on with the show. So, once again, it is Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu. What up, y'all? Hope all is well with you. Hope you had a pleasant, productive day and weekend. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. 3395. I kind of want to give a shout out to, well, not kind of, but I want to give a shout out to Felicia and Billy Moss, the brain children of Black Long Island. It's a website where, you know, people who have their black owned businesses, you know, advertise, you know, in Long Island. And they have an event coming up December 10th, I believe. It's called the Ujamaa Fest, where people can come there and, you know, vendors can come and sell their products and stuff like that. So, you know, give a shout out to them. And, yeah. I don't remember the dude's name right now. I want to give another shout out to, and I really only want to say his name because, you know, I really don't deal with the news too much. I just kind of go off of what people say and then I do a little bit of research. But there's this NFL owner from Houston who made the remark of, you can't let the inmates run the prison. You're an asshole.
So they're in, so they're inmates now. So we got inmates.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And there's no apology that can be made to cover that. Because, you know what I'm saying, you said what was on your heart, and that's just how you feel. You can't sit there and retract it and say, no, I didn't feel like that. I just made a statement. No, you could have said you can't let the chickens run the hen house, or you can't, you know, let the kids run the school. But no, you specifically said you can't let the inmates run the prison. Now, like I said, I don't know what team this is. I don't really care. Fuck the NFL. Yeah, I said it because I really don't care. My thing is, and I'm not on some pro-black stuff. I'm just on pro-humanity, which a lot of people seem to, like, forget, but it's okay. When you start treating people a certain way because of their color, their ethnicity, I mean, come on, man. You gotta... Your life ain't right. I don't care how much money you got. Your life ain't right. Something in you just ain't right, man. And to make a statement like that is just really like, wow. I don't even know how the players, you know, I just wonder how the players took that.
They're going to mix it up. You know, they're going to mix it up, but you know, powers that be, they're going to make it seem like, you know, it was just a statement. He just made a statement, and they're going to justify that statement. You know, that's what's going to happen. The statement is going to be justified some type of way.
Well, first of all, as a black man, and I don't want to make about black or white, but as a black man, you saying something like that, I can't look at you the same ever again. You know, words have power. That's why you have to be careful.
Yeah, but they know that. That's the whole point. They do know that words have power, and that's my thing. If you know that words have power, then you need to be careful, especially as you being a, what is he, he's a coach or
he's
manager.
Owner. He's an owner.
Oh,
he's
the
owner.
Owner. Okay, but you as being, an exactly. So you as being an owner of a team or NFL or whatever it is, you need to be more careful of what you say. And unfortunately, you know, you may say that you don't want to make it like a black or white thing, but unfortunately, that once again, this is what everything is boiling down to now. Everything is either black or white or some type of, you know, it's something. It's always going to be something against someone else.
Except for them.
When it comes to them, like I said, it's justifiable. Everything they say is justified. But when it, you know, when it comes to us or we say something or whatever, then it's like, oh, they're saying, oh my God, you know, they make a big ruckus about it.
Well, of course. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to give this too much airplay, but, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, like I said, I don't even want to say his name on the air because,
I don't even know his name.
He's a dirtbag. And his name is not important because he's a loser. And as far as I see it, the hole that he came out of is probably a loser too. I hate to like go there sometimes, but you know what? Like you're just like when you make like you really, I mean, making statements like that. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's unnecessary. That's something you say to somebody behind closed doors. You don't just make a statement out like that in the public media.
Right,
basically,
exactly.
You're just saying this is who I am, and if you don't like it, I don't care. Because they see it like this. Well, these guys ain't gonna walk off the team. Because they like their Bentleys, they like their big houses, and they like all the women and glory that comes with it.
Exactly.
And with that, yeah, trinket.
Yeah, you know, basically, you know, that's what it is because they know that. They know that, oh, they're not going to do nothing. I'm gonna say it, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to be mad for 2 minutes, and then you know what? They're going to be running across this field for me, and
exactly.
That's going to be it. because they like that money, them houses, them cars. And, you know, it's so funny not to, before we get into the other subjects or anything, it's so funny that I was hearing or I heard or I seen, actually, the article of, you know, I mean, it's kind of off subject, but the police officers that I think they raped a 14-year-old or 13-year-old young lady or something
what?
Like
what?
That.
What?
Some police officers, I've seen it on Facebook. I don't know the full story, and as a matter of fact, I think
where
my
at?
Son even mentioned it. I don't really.
What, wasn't in New York?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. But they they kind of like sexually did sexual things to her while she was in their custody or whatever. And, you know,
allegedly.
So they're supposed to be getting indicted or whatever or going to court for it. But as I said, you know, it's nothing going to be done because you know what? It's going to be the thing of nobody's paying attention to that. And that's what they're banking on. Oh, nobody's going to pay attention to that. And then they're going to get off or they're going to just get a little reprimand or whatever. But nobody's going to really see that. Listen, we got to do something about this. So it's just like I'm just putting that out there as the mindset of how they think. They know that we're going to get mad for 2 minutes, and then after that, it's back to Carly B and whatever that guy she's supposed to be married. It's like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares about certain things, the things they're supposed to be caring about.
Well, like I said, I really try to stay away from the whole news and the newspaper thing, you know, whether it's, you know, on TV or reading, because, you know, some people always wants to sell you or try to push you on a story of how they view it.
Mm-hmm.
See, one thing a lot of people don't understand about, or they don't get about being a writer, is that you want people, you kind of write things, you try to, you know, some people try to be objective, but then again, you kind of have to be subjective, of course, depending on the topic. And you also, at times, add a little bit of your own opinion in.
Right.
Listen, in the grand scheme of things, your opinion doesn't matter. Just write the story. Get the facts as you know them together. Once again, the key word is as you know them to be.
Mm-hmm.
The facts as you know them to be. And write the story. Nobody cares about what you think. Nobody cares about how you feel. Just write the story. But a lot of them try to incorporate what they think and how they feel into some story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they make their pieces personal because you wrote it. So it is kind of personal. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But
yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, man, like I said, I really don't pay attention to it. And when I hear about stuff like that, then people want to call me or label me anti-cop. Listen, I'm not anti-cop. I'm not, like I said, I'm only anti-ignorance. And the thing
right.
is, do not think for a second that the same people that wear these uniforms, whether it be military, police officer, fire department, listen, they're human. They have egos, and some of them are ignorant.
Yep.
And some of them are going to carry across their agenda no matter what their job entails. I mean, listen, you can work at a supermarket, and they're going to stop you from posting pictures of your ass or your breasts. Or some dudes
right.
taking, you know, penis pictures, and they ain't gonna stop you.
Nope.
Even though your job may be like, well, listen, you know, there's certain things you just can't do in the media, because, you know, it's big now. Like, you know, everybody want to know your Facebook, Instagram account, Twitter account, this, that, and the third. You can't post inappropriate. You know, you can't make us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
People are gonna do it anyway.
Anyway, uh-huh.
So you can't stop someone from being who they are. Or who they choose to be, or who they want to be, just because of a job. A job, you know what I'm saying? Just because you're supposed to be held to a higher standard doesn't mean that you belong on that pedestal. All
right.
So,
absolutely.
While everybody's talking about they're brave, this is that, it has listen, it's all good. A job is a job, a title is a title, but a person is still going to be who they are, despite that. You know? So, that being said, once again, y'all, it's the menu. Big Red, Brother B, guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. You can look us up on Facebook at The Menu. Mind, you are mental. Mind your mental. M-I-N-D, you are M-E-N-T-A-L. So, our topic for tonight, relationship do's and don'ts.
Oh, boy. That's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because, you know, some people think once they get into a relationship, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. That's his first part. Now, I don't mean to, you know, step on any toes or be offensive, Big Red. But speaking from a male's point of view, you women are goddamn crazy when it comes to that. That whole what's mine is yours. But really, to y'all, was, you know, you may tell us what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, but it's really what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine.
All right, give me an example. Elaborate on that.
Elaborate, okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, trust me, I will. So, wait, hold on. First of all, let me sip my tea. Let me take some tea. Okay, now, you know, I was feeling a little parched. Now, so, let's just take the most obvious thing. Eating.
Okay.
Now, if I'm sitting down eating something, and let's just say you just finished eating something, or you got your own plate, why do you feel it necessary? I can understand you may want a sample.
Okay.
But don't take over my plate.
Okay.
But I think that was just probably a weak example. Let's look at something like, okay, I may have a product, you know, that I may use, whether it be powder or a shirt. Let's just say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel the need to take over? Like, once you use it one time, you think that it's just an open-door policy to just keep doing it again and again and again.
Oh, well, why do you think I shouldn't use it?
Okay.
Why do you think I shouldn't? Depending on what it is. Like, okay, what is it that lotion? Are you talking about lotion or?
Hey, listen, with y'all, it could be anything. It could be a cat. It could be a cat. Oh, this cat is more mine than yours. Are you serious? Like, y'all always want to pull rank on something when it's like, well, this is my, or this is this, and this is that. Like, wait a minute. No, this is mine. Like, I don't understand, like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem? Like, why do y'all feel y'all have to take over? Like, you have to, you know what I'm saying?
I think,
like, everything is not yours.
Right, but I guess it's because, you know, listen, if we're doing this together, if this is a relationship.
I use that word.
Yeah, if we're living together, or say if you're just coming for the weekend, if we're in a relationship, that you shouldn't, because guess what, if you're going to do the same thing, then why make a big deal about it? Let's, like you said, for example, let's do the food thing. If I'm eating something, why do you have to eat off of my plate or take over my whole plate? Or you ask me, if my thing is this, if I come to you and I say, hey, you know, hey, babe, you want to eat? Oh, no, I'm not hungry right now. All right, not a problem. I fix my plate. I sit down. I'm chilling. I'm eating. Then all of a sudden, hey, you come. And now you want to start, oh, that look good. Can I have a piece of this? No, you're not a child. If I asked you, did you want something? Because guess what? I asked you because I would have fixed something for the both of us. But now you want to wait until I'm sitting down, I'm relaxing. Now you want to start picking at my food because you ain't got nothing better to do with yourself right now. Because, oh, it looks good when I'm eating. No, that's something that kids do.
No. Because y'all doing
yeah.
it. But then y'all turn around and go in, and then you want the, then you be like, oh, could you make me some of that?
Right. So, all right. So then that's one. Okay, that's a don't on both sides. Then that's a don't on both sides. Now, I don't know about, like I said, I could just speak for me because I'm like that where don't pick at my food. Don't start asking for stuff, and then you wait until I'm comfortable. Now you want to look and act, and, oh, can I have that look good? No. I asked you, did you want something? Before I sat down and relaxed myself so I can do what I have, you know, get my grub on. That's a don't on both sides.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Whatever. Try to make your argument. Okay, whatever.
Remember,
I'm a little under the weather, so I'm not firing on all cylinders right now. But okay, we'll go with that. We'll just, put that as a... Yeah. Okay.
So let's talk about a do. Let's talk about a do.
Okay.
What's how a do? About this? A do? Okay, how about do help out with housework if you're living with the person? Do help out with housework.
Okay.
That doesn't sound hard. Yeah, no, you say it doesn't sound hard. That's because maybe you will do that. But some men, that's very hard for them to do because they'll leave you to do everything. And then you tie it out, and then later on, when I'm relaxing, now you want to, baby, yeah, and start touching. It's like, dog, I'm tired. I done did housework. I done did laundry. I done did, certain chores. I'm tired now. But maybe if you did half of what I did, maybe I'll be able to oblige you, but I can't do that if I'm tired.
Okay. Now, on that note, I'm semi-OCD-ish. So.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I got one. And this goes on the line of what you were saying. But, partial. All right, it's touching shit.
Okay.
Why do you always got to touch something that don't need to be touched? Why you always got to move something that don't need to be touched? I guess this is going into a don't. It's part of your do, but this is a don't.
Go ahead.
Because when it comes down to the cleaning up stuff, like I said, I'm kind of OCD, so yeah, I like my things, a certain way. Why do y'all always feel the need to move something, change something? Now, listen, if you know your partner has a little issue with keeping things a certain way, why you got to go moving stuff? Like, I've had issues, like, with the washcloth.
Okay.
Get out the shower, I leave my washcloth hanging, come back later, washcloth gone. Yo, where my washcloth at? Oh, I put it in the dirty clothes. Why did you put it in the dirty clothes? I just took that. It's a brand new washcloth. Oh, well, you should need to change it. Are you serious? Why keep touching my washcloth?
Okay, now how would I know it's a brand new washcloth? How would I know that?
First of all, listen, it's my responsibility to change my washcloth. Why are you touching my washcloth?
Right, I understand that. But if I'm
If I'm in cleaning mode
and say I'm doing laundry, okay, okay, these washcloths need to be washed. You know what, let me take these down. Now, once again, I don't know that you just put one up there because you didn't, you know, you didn't mention that to me. You didn't say anything to me. So I don't know that. So I'm just like, all right, they all need to be washed. Let me just take them down and wash them. I don't know until after the fact.
But wait. See, that's my thing. Why do I have to tell you, oh, that's a washcloth, leave it alone? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I have to tell you?
Well, why wouldn't you want to tell me?
What I need to tell you for? It's my washcloth.
Oh, Lord. You see?
Listen, you don't need to know everything. You don't need to know all the information.
Okay, so then I'm just...
You just don't need not to know. It's my responsibility to change the washcloth. And there you go, touching the washcloth.
But you're right. But the thing is, if I'm washing all the things in the house, and I say, okay, these things need to be washed once again. Now if it wasn't up before, and then I just seen it up, and I'm like, oh, okay, well maybe I'll come and ask. Like, I'm the type of person. I'm not saying that I'm just speaking for myself. I'll ask if I see it up there, and I know it wasn't up there before. I'll be like, okay, well, you know, babe, you know, did you just put this washcloth up here? Blah blah blah. And he'd be like, yeah, I just put that up there. Okay, all right, no problem. Then I'll, you know, go work around that or whatever. But if it's been up there, I don't know that you put it up there at the beginning of the week and say, I'm doing laundry on Friday or Saturday. Listen, it's coming down with everything else and, let's get this washing.
All right, first of all, do you have a time frame on washcloths?
Yes.
And stuff like that? And
yes.
Towels?
I feel that washcloths and towels need to be washed once a week.
Okay. Now, there's some dudes who just, you know, they it might go an extra week. It might go an extra week. But, yo, don't be, you know what I'm saying? That's our washcloth. The first couple of days is like probation. And then after that, it start getting your soap smell and everything else in there real good. And then, like, maybe by the next week, you know what I'm saying,
I'm going to say
You know what? Well, some of us live busy lives, okay? And for you to go around touching stuff, especially when you get up and jump up, and the next thing you know, I'm going to take a shower, and my washcloth gone.
Okay, but listen, I'm going to tell you like this. All right, well, I'm going to tell you like this. You may be right about that. But as you know, some men, and like I said, this goes on both sides, men and women, some of us have harder bodily smells than others. Soap don't have nothing to do with body smell. I'm gonna tell you that now. If you know, some people just have, you know, a hard body smell today. And sometimes, yeah, that washcloth needs to be washed once a week, maybe even every 3 days, depending on the person.
All right, so how do you know? That's what I'm saying. Do you smell
because
it? I'm
gonna tell you like this. You know how I know?
Or you just mad because you've seen it there too long?
No. I'm gonna tell you how I know.
Being
a mother of two sons, I know when a washcloth is starting to smell a little rank. When it starts to smell up the whole bathroom. It's time for
Not to cut across, but now see, that's the problem. Because when you finish in the shower, or before you finish the shower, you're supposed to wash out your washcloth.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're supposed to wash it out.
Okay, Brother B,
Not everybody does that.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Not everybody does that. Now, I'm not, you know, saying I know the experience because, I know the smell, especially, and then even with your towel. If you use that towel a lot and you use it for more than a week, your body smell is going to be on that towel. You got to wash that towel.
I get it. But, yo, could you leave some notice? Because you know how many times I went to the – first of all, you know how many times I went to the bathroom and then it was like, oh, let me go do this. Oh, I'm going to go take a shower. And next thing you know, my stuff gone. And I'm like, yo, where my stuff at?
A notice?
Yeah, I need a notice. Like, put a little sticky note up saying, listen, today is the day.
Gosh.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow, within the next 24 hours, if your property is in the bathroom, I'm going to move it. If your washcloth is out, I'm going to move it to your washcloth.
That's not you at work. Oh, we're going to clean the refrigerator out, so take your food out.
Exactly. Yo, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. Like, yo, I work. You know what I'm saying? And just come home and just think, oh, I'm just going to take a shower. I'm just going to do and I'll make a beeline straight for the bathroom and then turn around. My stuff's not there. But some people would say, well, it takes nothing to just go get another washcloth.
Yeah,
because
I was getting ready to just go get another washcloth.
No, because sometimes it's like a blanket. Sometimes the situation, you know what I'm saying? You want what you, like, my stuff was right there and you move my stuff. Why you kind of keep moving my stuff? That's what it just boils down to. Whether it's funky or not, stop moving my stuff.
Stop moving my
stuff. Stop. Just stop. I don't understand why you got to move stuff. Like, I put my shoes a certain place, come back, shoes, one shoe here, one shoe there. Why are my shoes moved around? What happened? Put stuff in the refrigerator. Well, yo, and I tell you, semi OCD. I set stuff up in the refrigerator. I line it up. I put meat certain here in the freezer. This, that. Come back, everything in disarray. Why did you feel you had to move everything around? Like, what did you come to? Did you go to the freezer and say, yo, I don't like the way this looks. I'm moving this. Like, what the hell is the problem?
I was looking for something I didn't see, so I had to
put it back.
You know, shift stuff around to find it.
We shift it back.
Let's talk about let's go back to a do. Let's go to a do. Let's see. Okay, I can find a do. Okay. When you go to the store, do call and ask me, do we have a certain thing? Or take it upon yourself to look in the refrigerator before you leave and buy that certain thing that we don't have. So this way, when I come home, I don't have to be mad because it's not there. Or I don't get mad because you should have brought that.
All right, first of all, caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu. But before you start, let me say this. Listen. You rub your own damn belly if you want a genie, okay? Men, you don't expect us to know every goddamn thing or remember every goddamn. See, some of y'all, I've heard women say it years ago, oh, men are dumb. Oh, men are this. Oh, men don't use their brains. Men are dumb. Yeah, okay. To you, we may be dumb. It is what it is. Things that we may have on our mind. And if we forget, we forget. But don't be getting all mad because, I actually get some ketchup, and you ain't get the ketchup. I actually get some ice cream, you ain't get the ice cream. Listen, come on, really? It's not like
please call her. I want to hear your opinion.
5891. Go ahead.
Yes, please.
Please.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up, Ed, the man himself.
Tell her that we are not mind readers.
Exactly.
But y'all expect us to be, right?
You need to call in and give us some backup. Okay.
I'm just gonna say this now. Men, we are not mind readers. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because last time I was in a relationship, the funniest thing is this. Why everything went wrong is because she would be upset at me and I didn't even know what was the problem. When I'd ask her, what's the problem?
You didn't bring no juice on.
Oh, it's nothing.
You didn't bring no juice on.
Yeah. We can go on for 24 hours off of that.
Yeah, like, it's nothing. I'm like, okay, if it's nothing, could you tell me what's going on? Why the attitude? Oh, nothing. I just have something on my mind. Okay, what is it? Nothing. Now, we as men, you cannot expect us to read minds. We can't do that. Because if you're getting upset about something, then what are we supposed to know? How are we supposed to know what you're upset about if you're having an attitude? Like, we're going to be like, okay, you want to have an attitude? Fine. I'll leave you alone then.
But K-Dog,
yeah.
Let me add to that. And once again, women, you need to call. If you're listening, you need to call in and give us a backup.
Yes, please help me out.
424-3395. Now, check this out. Big relationship don't. Going, adding on to what K-Dog said, if I ask you what's wrong and you turn around and say nothing and I go about my business,
don't get mad at me because I didn't ask you.
Exactly.
Because I didn't get to the bottom. Like, oh, you don't care. What do you mean you don't? How can I not care? I just asked you something was wrong.
Exactly,
but you just said nothing. You just said
you know why we
wrong.
Say nothing? I'm going to tell you why we say nothing. Because Because then if we start telling you what the problem is, then you know what we're known as? Oh, you're a nag. Oh, you nag me. And I've heard that. You know how many times I've heard that from a man? If I tell you
topic.
What's wrong with me, oh, I'm nagging you now.
It depends on the topic. Because if you're arguing about the same thing over and over and over and over again, after a while, it becomes tiring.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But the thing is, maybe it's something that we need to discuss and talk about that because you don't want to discuss it, maybe I do want to discuss it because it's bothering me. Obviously, it's bothering me because guess what? If it's bothering me, then it needs to be talked about.
First of all, I'm sorry, K-Dog. Let me put on my scuba gear. I'm about to go.
Yeah, get on your scuba gear. Because I got mine on, too.
You and your gender are full of horsepower. Okay? Because I've been in situations where you turn around and you say, are you okay? Yes. Yo, you don't look okay. I'm all right. You sure? Why don't you stop asking me? Okay, no problem. I'm going to stop asking you. And then later on, you know, you just don't care about my feelings or what goes on with me, and it's all about you. And I'm like, well, wait, what are you talking about? I just asked you what was wrong.
Stop asking.
Yeah, and but you already said stop asking. So what do you want me to do? Like you said, we're not mind readers. If you don't,
well, why don't
y'all
not ask it at all? Don't ask at all. Don't ask. If you're in tune with your woman,
it's a trap. Hey, dog, it's a trap. It's a trap.
No, it's
y'all.
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap.
If you're in tune with your woman, you should know that something is wrong, and you should keep asking her. You should be like, babe, listen, we need to discuss something. You look like something's bothering you. That's how you look like something's bothering you.
But unfortunately, this is the problem. Here's the problem right here.
Mm-hmm.
When you are discussing a problem, it's best to talk to the person, not at the person, because unfortunately, I'm just going to say this. Both men and women are guilty of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The minute you bring up, okay, what's wrong? Oh, you don't do this. Whoa. You just jumped up and start attacking the person. You're asking for a fight.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to hear it.
Say X-Men Wolverine. Y'all just come in there slashing. They talk about stuff we didn't even know. Something from 8 years ago.
Oh, right.
Because maybe it's still bothering me.
So why don't you talk about it then? Why did you wait 8 years
ago?
Wait, hold up. Pause. You know why? Because I did talk. Let me tell you something. And once again, I've been in this situation. I've told you several times that something is bothering, whatever it is that's bothering me, something in the relationship that I don't feel is right between us or whatever. I've been telling you. But you don't listen because you know what?
No.
And like I said, I'm not going to say all men, but the majority of the time, you guys don't listen to us. And then when stuff start going batshit crazy, then we're crazy. Something's wrong with us. Oh, you a nag. Oh, you a stalker. And all of a sudden, we become all these things. Dog, I've been telling you from maybe when we got into the relationship or maybe 2 or 3 years into the relationship, I told you. Something is just not right with us. We need to try and fix it. Oh, no, ain't nothing wrong. Yeah, that's not nothing wrong. Uh-huh.
Because you know what it is? Some people, some guys, this is how we are. We're like, okay, if something is wrong, like as a man will say, hey, listen, something's wrong, let's talk. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, you want to talk about it? Fine, that's you. And that's the problem. There's a miscommunication going on in relationships these days.
You're right.
That's,
mm-hmm.
Stop being nice.
He's right.
Y'all just be on some. No, I don't want to talk about it, and then turn around and later on after he went. Listen, for he spent 35 minutes I 35 minutes asking you, is something wrong? Baby, I'm here for you. If you want to talk, I'm listening. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Because
I'm okay.
I'm
okay.
Going to tell you.
Well, wait a minute. And then turn around 15 minutes later. You know you're selfish. What? You know you're selfish. You just went and made you a sandwich. And you didn't even ask me. Yo, first of all, I just asked you if you was okay. You ain't want to talk about that.
You ain't ask me I want
a sandwich.
You didn't ask
you
me if I want a sandwich. You asked me if I was
okay. Once again, am I a mind reader? If you sitting off in the corner by yourself or sulking, that's not the listen, if you just yelled at me for telling me, oh, stop asking me, I'm not asking you nothing else for the rest of the day. I'm not asking you nothing. I'm not asking you want a sandwich,
right,
a cup of water. I'm not even going to ask you, do you want to leave
the
house if there's a fire? I'm not asking you nothing.
Okay, but see my thing is, you men know something is wrong. Once again, don't ask. Just be proactive and take it upon yourself to say, babe, listen, you know what? Let's go out to dinner somewhere. Let's go someplace and go sit down and talk.
Oh, but
you know, and turn off TV, turn off Love and Hip Hop, and listen
woman.
Down and talk.
Can I say something? It depends on the woman, because sometimes you could take the woman out. And she will ruin that entire evening.
Yeah, I've been there. Just turn around and be like, "Oh, this is not."
How is it ruined? Okay, I'm not gonna speak. I'm gonna speak for myself. How is it ruined if this is what you're taking me out for, so we can talk about the issue?
Right. Okay.
Because you sit there and say,
"I'll give myself as an example."
That you wanted to go.
I've done that. I did it, and the issue. The night was completely ruined because you know why? It turned into a big fight because I was getting attacked, and I'm like, whoa, 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 where's this attack coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're this, you're that. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Well, hold the presses. What, you couldn't discuss that with me? You couldn't talk to me about this?
And you know what another thing is? I'm going to tell y'all what you meant sometimes. It's the thing is, y'all know that y'all are doing something that we're not liking, or y'all know it. Y'all know it. Y'all just choose to ignore it. But you know it. We see it,
but
y'all just choose to ignore it.
But sometimes it's not that we ignore it. It's not ignoring it. Sometimes we're doing something just to do it, and it's like if you don't like it, there's something called, again, this is where communication is the key.
Oh, man.
Let's sit down and have a conversation. But if you're going to be muted throughout, you're going to be muted, and I don't know what's going on. How the hell are we supposed to find a solution to the problem if I have no idea what the problem is?
See, check
you
this
understand
out.
What I'm saying?
Check this out. I'm on the top layer. On the top layer.
Uh-huh.
Don't assume that all men think the same way.
Exactly.
Do not, once again, I will say it again. Relationship don't. Do not assume women, men, whoever, whatever you are, cat, dog, chicken, whatever. Stop assuming that every male thinks the same way. Because
you're right.
We don't. We don't. And see, with
we
that
don't
right there,
like that.
See, that causes a lot of problems because, like I said, I keep hearing, oh, men are dumb. Men are dumb. So if you're going into a situation and think that the men is dumb, it's either A, you're going to try to manipulate, B, you're going to try and coerce, or C, you're just going to feel like, oh, I can get my way because he's not paying attention anyway. Y'all going in with something. It don't have to be one of the three. Because that was, you know, but y'all going in with something.
Right, okay.
So automatically when the conversation, when it starts, because once again, I'll go back to the, babe, are you okay? Listen, damn it, you know something is wrong. And if I ask you something is wrong and you say no, even though you know something is wrong, then you're a dummy jackass.
A dummy jackass.
For sitting there having me asking you
all
for
right,
something
well,
that
I
you already know is wrong.
Okay, well, the same goes for what you said. All men don't assume that women, are the same way. Don't always think that. Like I said, not all women think like that as well. We don't all think like that. It's just that my thing is, like I said, if you know something is wrong in the relationship, be proactive as a man and say, you know what, I feel that something is not right. You know, I feel you've been kind of dis. Because let me tell you something. And like I said, as a woman, I've done this where I will distance myself. You know when I'm being distant. Most men don't pick up, and I'm not going to, like I said, I didn't say all men. Most men don't pick up when their woman is being distant. They don't pick it up. They just think it's just
exactly.
her being, I'm going to just say that. They think it's just her being a bitch, and it's not always about that. It's the fact
nope.
that I'm being distant with you because you're not picking up my signal. If you're around this woman, and that goes for, I'll say it more for, like, people that may be married or living with each other or whatever. Maybe a person that's in a relationship and maybe the person lives someplace else and you live, you know, you live here and y'all live separate. And you may not pick it up as much, but if you're living with that person 24 hours a day, you eat, sleep, and everything else, dinner and all that other stuff with that person, you need to be picking up on that signal.
First of all, I ain't no damn TV. I ain't no radio. You ain't last time I checked.
Wait a minute.
You
so
ain't
what?
Have
what does that mean?
Listen,
so
you
then
know what?
That
you
means
want me to
not...
pick up on the signal. Next time I'm going to take my remote and aim it right at you. Picking up a damn signal. You should a cell phone? Come on, man. No. You're not going to come with that job search stuff.
Yeah, I am, because
y'all
do need
what?
To be picking
that's
up
why,
no, because you know what?
That's why the fire truck coming. That's why the fire truck coming. It's coming right for you.
That's outside my window. No, but you know what it is? Listen, that's why these relationships are a mess, because of a lack of communication. Now, some men, I will say that, yeah, we don't pick up, but at the same time, by you having an attitude, you think we're not good, you think we're supposed to just, okay, what's going on here? If we're asking you what's going on, we're caring, we're showing you that we give a damn
no.
what's going on.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, you supposed to pick up on that signal, and if you know that I'm throwing you shade, you supposed to be like, yo, babe, you know, what's going on?
What's
like, you know,
that?
Like, you good? You know, like, you supposed to pick up
That's
on that if I'm throwing
doing.
You shade.
But we're doing that, and, you know, it's like, if you're going to be a silent, if you're going to be mad and stuff, and it's like, you know what? I don't need to, you know what? You want to throw an attitude? Fine. I don't know what it is I'm doing. I don't know what it is I did. That's just throwing an attitude at me.
I really have.
I'm not Sherlock Holmes. No.
Really
exactly.
I'm not doing none of that.
I think they know that they're doing something. I think that they know that they're doing something, and they just don't. You guys don't want to say what it is because it's like, all right, I don't. That's what it is. You don't want to insinuate. You don't want to get that argument
no,
started because you know what it is
that
you're doing.
It's not that because you know what. Hey, do you have a problem with my job? Do you have a problem with the way I did things in the house? Do you want me to fix something? I don't know. And that's the thing. We as men, we're not Sherlock Holmes. We're not Nostradamus. We're not psychics. We can't read your mind. If you wake up one morning and you're mad and you look at me and you're like, you're giving me an attitude, I'm like, yo, where the hell this came from? I don't know.
Because you didn't buy no juice when you went to the store. I told you. I just said it. Why should I have to tell? If you look in that refrigerator and there's not juice in there, water, something that's supposed to be in that refrigerator, then I go in that refrigerator and I'm like, okay, we don't have no water. And you just came back from the store, but you didn't buy any water.
Well, maybe I ain't feel like getting no damn water. Maybe I ain't.
Exactly.
Now what?
Here's the problem.
Now what? You should have just said it. You should have just said, listen, get some juice. Listen, get
no,
get some
you
damn
know
water.
You
get
thirsty,
some,
right?
Get some Hawaiian punch. Listen, no.
Get something, right. Just
no.
talk about it. Just say like this. Oh, you know what? Last night when you went out, you forgot to do such and such. Okay, my bad. We
well,
may
why
pick
should
up
I tell
on,
you that? You're
no,
a
wait,
real
you
man.
Know,
I
what?
Shouldn't
no,
have
you
to tell you.
Somebody,
I shouldn't have to
but
tell
we
you.
Don't know. No,
you
we don't
see.
Know.
Absolutely not.
You want somebody with telekinesis, man.
Hey, well, maybe
we need a Negro Domus that reads minds because
you need Negro Domus.
You need a Negro Domus.
And you know what?
To read minds.
You know what? And you know what? If the women had Negro Domus, then next thing you know, it'd be like, oh, You think you know too deep. You know too damn much.
Oh, you know
you need to mind your damn business. And you know what I'm saying?
Like women, like women. Now I read your mind. Okay, what, you don't like this? Okay, fine. But you know what?
Exactly.
It all comes, and there's another thing. There's another don't. Do not try to change the person into your liking. Because
all right, I'll get you with that one.
Oh, Lord. He
do not try to change it. No, I have to, you know why? Because, listen, this is the kiss of death in a relationship.
They're about to outside your house with picket signs. They're about to come outside.
Yeah.
You're going to go outside.
So I'm getting
like
with that one now. Now, that I get.
Gonna get you.
Like, if
call
you met your man.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's I, the biggest guy in relationship. I know everything about relationships. The dudes that know, I'm the hot rod, baby.
Yep.
Baby.
Bring it, hot rod.
Hot rod.
Well, I just have to say two things, and I have to hang up. I have to go because, you know, dude, I'm in a relationship. I got baby mama drama and two kids to feed right now.
Oh,
damn.
But do not, in a relationship, do not, and most people do this, do not compare your relationship to other people's relationship, like friends.
Exactly, social media.
Exactly.
And number two, do not compare good sex to a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
People get those two very confused. Like, they're miserable with that partner, but the sex is great. Is it really worth it in the end?
That's true. You're right about that.
No.
No, you're right about that.
I don't know. That might have to be another topic. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Carry on.
No, that's it. I got to go feed the kids their damn spaghetti and meat sauce. Good night, everyone.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Yo,
but he's
listen,
right.
Yeah. No, you're right, because you know what? Too many people. When you get into a relationship with the person, if you met the person that way, there was something that about that person that you liked. But then after, don't wait down the line to try to change the person. If you met someone, let's say, for example, someone who dresses sloppy. When you first met this person, you knew the person was a sloppy dresser. Why the hell did you get with this person? And then later on, you're trying to change the person into something they're not.
They're
you
trying
know
to get
why?
A prince out of a frog.
No, because, you know, some women have this vision. Like, oh, he would look so much better wearing this. Or he would look so much better wearing that. You know what? You know what I'm saying? I can upgrade him.
Yep.
I can make him into, you know, it's like
what
a shoe.
I
can make him fit my foot.
It's
and
up
it,
to
and
that
it's
person
mine.
To change.
Yeah. That's just like the dudes
but
that, you know, they
to,
get strippers and they trying to make, like they say, try to make a hole into a housewife. Dog, I'm not saying that all women that strip do that, but I'm just saying it's like you trying to make this woman housewife material and she's not housewife material.
Exactly.
Well,
first of all, to a degree, I got to challenge that because first of all, everybody goes through faith. Some people now there's some people who live that phase their whole life, but most people they go through changes. And from what I've noticed, and in my observation, there are a lot of women out there. Or let me just speak from the ones that you know I kind of know. The way they thought yesterday is not the same way they think today. And just because they was running the streets then, doesn't mean that they're not ready for something solid now. But
that's
they
true.
Have, you know, and that's for men too. Now, we can't stick to the stereotype, you know, when it comes down to somebody wanting to change. Because, you know, I mean, change is possible. It is possible. But just because you were a hoe yesterday don't mean that you can't be a housewife. It just really depends on, you know, that person and, you know, what you.
Well,
you know,
Love and Hip Hop really made
is.
That clear.
And that's the problem. See,
Love and Hip Hop made that very, very clear. You can be out there doing the Million Man March, but you get that one man and he put that ring on your finger, you good.
and I'm sure that's the case. But in the same token, listen, yo man, like you, I agree. There are communication issues. I totally agree,
big time.
But don't, women, don't go into a relationship or don't continue a relationship with selective hearing. I repeat, selective hearing. Now, I know you're going to stay a little quiet, Big Red, because you know selective hearing is what y'all do. I can say I love you very much, but today my foot hurt. All you're going to hear is your foot hurt.
My foot hurt.
What the hell your foot got to do with any goddamn thing? I said, wait a minute. I said, I love you. No. Let's talk about what your foot got to do with you loving me. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. I said, I love you, but my foot hurt. No. So what you trying to say is your foot hurt, you don't love me? Oh, holy. K-Dog, am I wrong?
Oh, man.
Am I wrong, K-Dog?
No, you're,
am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. No,
so
you're right.
I'm going to admit you ain't wrong with that. All right.
So, yo,
maybe it's a deeper issue there.
A deeper
issue?
Maybe
it's a deeper issue there.
Oh, really?
Maybe you don't say you love me that often. So it's like when you said it that time, I didn't hear that because you don't say it that often.
All right, well, they like to show it in what they do. It's like,
right.
You know, I take you out or I buy you. You know what I'm saying? It's not the whole materialistic thing, but sometimes you just want to – sometimes men just find, oh, let me show how I love her by doing this, or let me give her this, and then, you know, maybe she'll get it. Because sometimes talking just don't cut it.
But see, the thing
nope,
with
and
that –
that's the problem.
That's the thing. See, the thing with that is you have to see how – like, you, once again, you have to pick up on how your woman receives things. Some women like to hear I love you. Some women like to feel the love. Some women, just like you said, some women feel materialistic things are love. You understand? You have to see which one your woman is into.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you know what I'm saying? Once again, selective hearing. What does all that love crap got to do with, oh, I'm going to the store, and do you want something? No, I'm okay. Okay, well, I'm going to buy X, Y, and Z. What you getting from the store? I'm going to go buy X, Y, and Z. Okay, now you heard everything that I just said. But then you turn around and be like, well why are you buying that? What you mean? Why I'm buying that? Maybe because I want some cookies. Well, why are you buying cookies? If you don't buy cookies, you might as well get ice cream. I don't want no ice cream. I just want some cookies. Don't do that. Don't do that. don't do that because you know y'all do it. This don't try to do the Jedi mind trick. What I was trying to do, you know, Jedi mind trick.
Exactly.
Say what you want. That's all. Just tell me you want some ice cream. I'll give you some ice cream. But don't sit there and say, oh, don't you want some ice cream? Don't you want – you should have ice cream with your damn cookies. No, I don't want ice cream. I may want some milk.
Are you buying that?
Oh, why are you going to get milk? Why are you going to get milk? You know you're going to be farting after you drink the milk. And this, that, and I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear all that, son. I don't want to hear nothing about you.
And
that, you know you're lactose intolerant. You know you ain't supposed to be having this. Like, don't – yo, come on, man. Don't ruin the moment. Don't ruin the moment.
And
that's the problem. I'm just saying,
oh my goodness.
Listen, we're not, once again, the biggest thing is we are not mind readers. Never
we're
have
not.
Been.
As men, we're not.
Be.
Okay, well, I don't know why y'all expect us to be. That's the thing. Y'all are not mind readers, but y'all expect us to be mind readers.
No, but
no,
it's like
not,
this.
No.
In the interest of fairness, like they always say, and pardon me for saying, but there's an old song, you know, they would say, a woman is a creature that has always been strange. That we do know. I'm not saying anything degrading to women, but if you understand what I'm saying, I'm being real. Women are such strange creatures.
Y'all make stuff
exactly.
No, it's only complicated.
No, some of y'all can make stuff real complicated. You talk about, oh,
exactly.
I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, so go to the bathroom. Well, listen, I need you. You could be in the car, and you turn around and be like, yo, yeah, I need to go to the bathroom. Okay, well, I'm going to pull over, you know, because I already know that you don't just go to the bathroom anywhere. So I try to find some place where you can, you know, that's clean, where you can go if you got to go back real bad. And what you say? Well, how you know I wanted to go there? How you know they bathroom clean? How you know that? Listen, damn it, I'm trying my best to get you to the damn bathroom.
Well,
exactly.
That's the way women. Well, that we have to ask that because, like I said, you guys stand up when you go to the bathroom. We have to sit down.
That's why we're looking for a clean place for you to use the bathroom.
But if it's not clean enough for you, then it's like, oh, well, why you took me over here? I thought it was clean. Really, you thought wrong. And this is that. Condescending comments. That's another joke.
Exactly.
Stop with the condescending comments. Just stop. It don't make no damn sense, man. Listen, can't we all just get along?
Exactly.
Well, we could get along if y'all just, you know, just do what I say, daggone, and stick to the damn script.
And that's, listen, and you know what? If men did everything that the women said, you'd still be pissed off. Because then you'd be like, oh, you
exactly, because you'd say,
you
like,
just do everything
you're not
that
a man
I say.
Because,
you,
oh, you know what it is? Or you get this. You're not a man because you're doing everything. Oh, I'm the one that's making the decision, and you're just going along with it. Like,
well, exactly.
You know what? And you are absolutely right.
You see, that's why.
But see, I don't. But see,
why.
I personally no. I don't want no dude like that. But then I don't want you to be to the point where you're argumentative with me all the time. Like every like I say the sky is blue, and you tell me it's purple. Or if I say this is water, and you tell me it's liquor. Like I don't like. That's another thing. Let's say a don't in a relationship. Don't be argumentative all the time. Compromise with me. You don't have to, just because I say the sky is blue, oh no, it's light blue. It's still blue. What's the problem?
Oh,
well,
no.
Yes, now, some of y'all, now, listen,
man,
I get that. I don't like arguing. I don't.
Me neither.
We can debate. We can debate a couple of things, but I ain't going to argue with you. But see, you know some of your species. You know some of your kind.
Yeah.
You know some of y'all just really love that argument. You know why? And I'm going to just drop the bomb. Can I get a moment of silence before I drop the bomb?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Y'all, some of y'all, which to me is a big relationship don't. Don't test a man's love by the level of your argument. In other words, oh, he must not love me because he ain't yelling at me. Or he must not love me because he's not arguing
well,
with
see,
me.
Well, see, that's the woman that got issues and she do that.
No, because you know what? Some women look for that. They want, they like this. Or they want the man to argue with because it turns them on when the man yells at them. But
yeah.
When the man yells, but when he yells and gets upset and says something that you don't like, then you're quick to call him out of his name.
Right, exactly. Yeah. See that right there? No. I don't do that. We having an argument or we're arguing, it's because of something legitimate. I'm not just going to start saying stuff to you just to antagonize you to get you riled up. And I've seen where I've heard and seen women do that, where they'll just start,
yeah,
you know, saying certain things to antagonize the guy. And then when the guy get all riled up, and like I said, I don't condone you know, domestic violence, but then when the guy get to a point where, you know, some men have that in mind, they get to a point where they just want to put a hand on a female. And which, like I said, I don't condone that at all, but the thing is, don't push a man to that point, or
don't try to
make that, but you have some women that their minds think like, oh, I get him mad. Oh, they think like that, like just like you said, that's like a turn on for them.
And it's not funny. At the end, it's really
not
funny because you know what? As a man, that's not cool to be trying to test a man. You know, I want to see if he's a man's man and start
exactly
a fight with him. You start a fight with me, all right, we're going to fight. But then after, I say something that you don't like, and then you're going to get upset. And I'm like, oh, isn't this what you wanted?
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's absolutely. It's like, don't, you know, that's one thing I don't don't do that. Like I said, if we have an argument, it's going to be something legitimate. If it gets to that point where we get that hot that it's like, okay, I don't really want to be bothered with you, I'd rather you just walk away, or I'll just separate myself from you for a little while and let you just cool down or whatever. But nah, I'm not into that. So yeah, that's a big don't. But I mean, unfortunately, because of the type of things that we're seeing now, especially like social media and
reality shows,
they think absolutely these females think that's what it's supposed to be about, putting hands on a dude and putting your hands in his face. That's still a man. At the end of the day, yeah, you can talk all that rah-rah stuff all you want to, but that's still a man, and you're still a female.
And it's not every man that think the same. It's not every man that are the same, because some guys, you put a hand in a man's face, you're asking for trouble. The man will be. Some guys will be like, "Oh, word."
Exactly.
And you know what? And you know what happens next.
Well, first of all, no one should be getting relationship pointers from a damn scripted reality show. Because as much as
exactly.
people want to try to say that
right.
they're not scripted, they are scripted. That's number one. Number two, if you got to look through a TV to kind of navigate through your relationship, then maybe y'all should have never been together in the first goddamn place.
How about
because
that person shouldn't be in anybody's relationship until they know what a
exactly.
relationship is?
Exactly.
And another
thing,
you have people out there writing books. You know, their relationships are not stable, but yet you have these celebrities out there writing books giving relationship advice. And that's a killer right there.
Oh, let's
yeah, and,
they,
and they've been divorced like eight times. And they've been like divorced
yeah.
like eight times. Like, first of all, if you've been divorced eight times, you can't write no book and give me any type of advice about it. Matter of fact, if you ain't got a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a significant other, don't try to give me some type of advice or some shit that you ain't even been going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to speak on experience, that's one thing. But don't give advice, and you turn around and it's like, "Well, wait, what you doing with yourself? Don't tell me how to make a cheeseburger, and you don't eat meat."
Because I know some of these, trust me, I'm not saying all women. Please take it the best. I'm gonna say it the right way. Some women, they watch those talk shows like The Real.
Oh Lord. Oh,
and
oh, yeah.
they listening to the wrong people giving wrong relationship advice. Like, how many times you've been in a relationship with somebody and things didn't go right, and you giving advice on relationships?
See, people need to start using that sixth sense that a lot of people don't believe in. Your intuition, your gut instinct. If something don't feel right, then you go with it. If it, you know what I'm saying? It, you ain't really got nothing to lose. But everybody wants to think with their heart first. I get it. Trust me, been there, done that. But sometimes you gotta let the brain, you know, do the thinking and not the heart.
You know
they
what?
Really decide,
you know what? I'm just gonna say
you know,
this
what's right and wrong.
There was back in the day. Look at back in the days how people. You know how many people used to date back in the days, and things weren't as complicated as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. No, no, it wasn't.
Because you look at things from our parents' generation to now, it was totally different. Back then, people said like this, a nice walk in the park or let's go catch a movie or a show, and everything would be cool. But now these days, there's too many things going on.
Right, that's the problem. We always, that's the thing. Don't we always say that, like, it's like, this everything is too exposed now, and nobody. It's the thing is, social media tells you everything. Not everything, but tells you everything about me already. So guess what? What are we going to the movies for? What are we going out to walk? Take a walk for? What are we going out to do anything for? I already know about you.
Some people don't. They're just the surface. That's the thing. They don't have anything else. See, I think that's we talk about communication. But what I really think is the problem is that we don't even know ourselves enough to even get into a relationship to know what to want. If you don't know what you want from you, or you don't know what to expect from you, how could you put that on someone else? You can't expect someone else to know what you want if you don't even know what you want. You can't expect
exactly.
somebody to be what you want them to be if you're not even being who you need to be. For yourself or for anybody else. So the communication, yes, is a key factor, but the thing is this. A lot of people out there are living on the surface. There's no depth to them because depth is just too damn much to to just actually be a thinker. So they just stay on the surface and everything, and that's what social media is all about. Social media is all about the surface. And people are good with staying on the surface. Instead of trying to take that journey
exactly.
and find themselves and find who they are or create something, they'd rather just be someone else. But once
and
again,
another thing
that
that's
person
wrong.
May be on the surface too.
And you know what else is wrong? When you have people out there being in a relationship just to be in a relationship because they are afraid of being alone.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah. And that don't, it don't make no sense. Like, I'm good with me. I don't know about you,
same
but
here.
I'm good with me.
I'm
you know
happy,
what I'm saying?
I'm
and,
happy.
That's, and that's the thing.
You have to be happy with yourself.
You have to be happy with yourself. If you're not happy with yourself, then you can't be happy with anybody else. Listen, you know what I understand? Big Red, explain this to me.
Yeah.
All right. About a month ago, maybe, I went to a Mary J. Blige concert.
Okay.
Now, I've heard a lot of women say, oh, Mary be speaking my life. Mary know this. Mary been through that. Mary. Okay.
No, Mary.
Now, with all the stuff that Mary J. Blige has been through, and she's been very forthcoming about a lot of stuff, in her music or in the interview or something like that, Why everybody still doing the same shit? Like, if Mary says, oh, this, and I went through this, oh, yeah, girl, I went through that too, but then I had to do this and make this change, why didn't you make the change that Mary made?
Did she really make a change?
All right, now, real quick, Mary just exposed the biggest fraud of all. I'm not saying that this dude probably didn't help her in some aspect. But my whole thing is, Mary J. Blige, what I think may have happened, Mary J. Blige had caught a stray. She caught a lot of strays.
That ain't her first stray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's not her first stray. Not at all. Mm-hmm.
Why keep picking up strays? Why keep picking up? Listen, if you
because
want
to because she afraid to be just what K Dawg said. She's afraid to be alone. She doesn't want to be alone.
Okay. Well, listen, I get it, but now look at the end result.
Right.
She forking over all this money per month to this bum ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care that he a bum ass dude. He don't care that he living off money. Now some dudes will say, well, why can't he get his cut? And I'm gonna just tell you
up,
say,
yeah.
as a man, no, we there's certain things we just don't do.
A lot of dudes that I've been seeing on Facebook with that situation, and you know some I know, they beg to differ. They when a woman do it, it's fine. He need to get his, and I'm like, wow, word. Okay.
My attitude is, listen, I'm going to leave what I came with. And that's
exactly.
that. I don't need nothing from you. Listen, if you bought me sneakers, I will take them off my feet, put some paper bags on, I'll something. But you're going to get them damn sneakers back.
Right. I'll give you the money back.
I don't want nothing from you. If it's like that. But once again, picking up straight. Relationship don't. Stop picking up strays. Stop going to the bad kennel.
Now let's go on the flip side with the woman. Look at what's her name? Well, she wasn't really a stray, but Rob Kardashian with that Black China chick.
Oh my gosh.
She wasn't a stray, but the thing is, you knew that chick wasn't gonna stay with you.
She's a stray.
Yeah, she really is.
She's a stray.
Because she wasn't going to stay with you. She did that to get that Kardashian money. That's why she did that.
But he knew that.
And it worked.
Listen,
Oh, yeah.
Listen, don't cry for me Argentina now. Dude, you knew what you was getting into. You knew what you was getting into, dog.
Exactly.
Don't sit there. Listen, you met. All right, listen. What you say? You can't make a whole house. She was having
That's right, Deb.
A
can't make the house.
Yep.
That's right, yep.
She was having
a
moment.
Well, yeah,
she was
house
living. It wasn't the time to wipe that up. It wasn't the time, man. But he did it, and look what happened. So don't get mad.
Yeah.
Don't get mad, bro. Because your project blew up in your face.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely, and that's the thing. And
you know what?
Stop picking up your strays.
Yeah.
Stop picking up your strays, and that's the problem. People, you know what? That's why, like I said, relationships now are too complicated. There's too many complications going on now.
There's too much of it.
Because
you know what? There used to be a time where two people were in a relationship, and it's like some people would talk out or they would consult their family. But then you have some people who are like, I'm not talking to my family about nothing because my family ain't in my relationship, and I ain't in my family's relationship.
And
I ain't in my friend's relationship, and my friend shouldn't be in my relationship. There was times where people just kind of kept their situations to themselves. But now,
they're friends. No, because you know what? Let me tell you something. This is the kiss of death in a relationship. When you involve your friends and you don't involve your family.
True. That's kind of true. Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah,
friends,
no, wait.
Friends can make a relationship or break a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But wait. You got some family members that are haters, too, now.
Oh, yeah.
You got some haters in the family.
Yeah.
You got to be careful who you talk to, period.
But you get it more, and I'll say, or from the females. I don't think dudes do it too much. I think females are very, they're vicious when it comes to that. Because either they hating on your relationship, or they want to, or at one time maybe they had a, was dealing with that guy, or maybe they know something. You know, it's just a real fine, with women, it's a real fine line. And then sometimes as a woman, if you see certain things in this dude, you try to tell the female, but then she don't want to listen, because then she's looking at you like you're the hater. Oh, she's hating on my relationship. No, sis, I'm just trying to let you know. You need to open your eyeballs and kind of, you know, you better look at what, you know, keep your eyes open. Because homeboy ain't what he's appearing to be.
But that's the whole thing. Some people know what they're getting. They know what they're working with.
Right. They don't see the red signals.
Listen, if you and another person are in the elevator, and then all of a sudden you start to smell something, like a fart. Don't sit there and ask yourself, did I do that? You know, stop playing. You know if you farted or not. It has to be the other person. That's the thing.
That's
so
right.
Why are you asking questions? If the obvious is already there.
Because it's a thing of I don't want to see it. Because you know why? Everybody else is, you know, we live in a world now where everybody's a hater. So it's like, you know that this dude is a dog. You know that this dude is using you. You up here working a 12-hour shift while this dude is laying up in the bed or just hanging around all day long. You know these things, but you choose to keep him around for whatever reason. Because most of the time with women, because he got some good stuff. Yeah, that's why you keep him around. But otherwise than that, what else does he have to offer? But that and the headache. Like, what else is he offering you? So you know
and
that's what
problem.
That is.
If you already knew what this dude was all about, why the hell did you get with him in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem that most of these relationships have.
Exactly. I could change him. Oh.
No, you can't. Again, this is where it comes down to. This is what I've been saying all along.
His
you
name is George, and I will love him and kiss him and hug him.
And his name is George,
and
I will love him.
That's how
they
kiss.
This is how these relationships are, and that's why everything is all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's, you know, too many people are trying to change the other person into something they're not.
Yep.
You cannot do that.
Nope, not at all. I can't. I just, like, you know, it's just, it disgusts me now because it's just like, you can't win. It's like, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. You can't win. You're trying, but you can't.
Well, first of all, there's a shortage of men, especially good men. Like, women outnumber men, simple and plain.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's slim pickings for y'all.
Yeah, sure, you got that right. Because either they liking each other, or they, you know, they don't like us, they like each other.
Or they incarcerated. Or a lot of times you just have dudes that are either they're taken, or
yeah,
they
that
just don't
too.
Deal. They just don't want to deal with it. But women, but then you have women that are the same. Like, oh, I just don't want to deal with this. I just don't want to deal with that. Like, the whole attitude that's been prevalent for the past few years of women, like, well, okay, women are at the forefront. It's all good. But remember, and I hate to, and it's not to sound like a chauvinist, but like, yo, you got to let a man wear the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There's a lot of men out there that want to continue to see their woman in a skirt.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of men out there that don't even see that. They just let, oh, okay, I'm going to let her take control.
Nah, relationships don't. Like, yo, listen, no, everybody has to know their role, and that's just that. If I'm the man and this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is what I've been trained to do, then I'm going to get out there and hustle. I'm going to get out there and do what I got to do. I'm going to get out there and work, whether it's 9 to 9, and then from 9 to 9 again. I got to bring it in.
I can keep tabs on him. I'm out here working. Okay, when I call, I know he's at home. I know he's watching the kids. Wait, hold up. I'm just saying, this is how. Let me tell you, I have two young ladies on my job. Both in, like, I'll say one is like 30 and the other one's like 28, 29, going on 30. Both of them have the baby daddies living in the house, and they working from 3 to 11. They have, like, you know, kids that's probably like elementary school age and, you know, like pre-K. And it's like they proud to say that, oh, my baby daddy, he be home and you know, I be working and, oh, he need to get a job and... Miss, wait, hold up. Did you just say your baby, and they be crying about struggling and they ain't got money? Did you just say your baby father live in the house with you and you struggling and crying about money? You out here working a 3 to 11 job? No, he needs
and
to be working the 3 to 11 job, and you need to be home with your children.
Well, everybody needs to be working.
No, I'm not saying she need to be home, but I'm saying, also, like, my husband's father... Right, my mother and father work. My mother worked during the day, and my father worked at night. That's how that's supposed to go. Not my baby daddy's laying up in the bed, and I'm here at a 3-11 job, and I got small kids. Mind you, they both get up at 6 or 7 in the morning to take their kids to school. Why the father can't do that while you get some so you can go to work? Something's wrong with that.
Exactly. That's what some women allow. It's what some of them allow.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's
and they
that's
tolerate
definitely
it, but
don't
after,
write it.
But then after it blows up, but then after it becomes a problem when you blow up at the person and say like this, oh, well, look at me. I'm doing everything. And what have you been doing?
Exactly.
But then isn't that what you wanted?
Let me tell you something. What I think that mostly is, I think that's, and I say it all the time, I think that's a learned behavior. I think a lot of these young, because as I tell you, I'm not going to say that older women don't do it, but we know a little... I think we know a little better, but you do have some older women that's still on that type of mode where the man stay home and she go to work. A lot of these young people that are coming up that are like their late 20s, going in their 30s, and going into their mid-30s, that's the type of thinking that they have. They have it with, oh, the baby daddy is in the house, I'm going to work, and this way I can keep tabs on him because guess what? He got to stay home with the kids. And the dudes is good with that also. As long as she don't bother me about going to work, I'm good.
Nah, I can't do that. I can't live like that.
But y'all are older generation men, so y'all know, yo, I got to go to work. I ain't, we ain't doing that.
Elsie, I got to go to work. I gotta make that money.
Right, or you know how to alternate where, you know, like if the woman gets a job, you know, like I said, like how my mother and father did a job during, my mother worked during the day, my father worked at night. Okay, that's how, like, that's different. But not you telling me that your baby father is laying up in the house and you out here from 3 to 11 working and he just home. He ain't got no job, he ain't doing nothing. And then you're telling me that you yelling at him and telling him, oh, he need to get a job and he need to do this and he not giving me no money. Why not? Why is he there?
Well, how you going to give you money? He ain't got no damn job.
Exactly.
How about the, not only that, but why is he there? Why is he in your house? Why did you even have a child with him? He can't even provide for the kid. Why is he there? Why did y'all even have
a kid? You know what?
Oh,
you know,
man.
You know, too many times I've heard, oh, well, you know, I felt bad for him and this, that, and that. You know what's crazy? Sometimes you feel bad for the person that you shouldn't feel bad for. And
exactly.
The ones that are really going through it, the ones that are really going through it and trying to make something happen, you turn around and be like, oh, he garbage or she garbage. And they both garbage and garbage. And it's like, yo, wait a minute. Hold on. Listen, there's a difference between somebody that's willing to hustle and get the job done, and somebody that's hustling you to get what they need.
Exactly.
You know what? If you're keeping the guy laying in the cut and he's not doing anything, guess what? He's living off of you. Because your money is paying
you
for his phone bill.
He needs.
Your money is buying him those clothes.
Your money is
what's paying for his car. Your money, but no. Well, I want to keep tabs on him, yeah? And this is a problem that we as men have. That's what makes us men comfortable.
Yep, absolutely.
Nah, I can't get comfortable like that.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I can never get comfortable with that. Never.
I can't be comfortable because you know why? I am a man,
mm-hmm.
and I want to work. I have to work. I have to get up in the morning and go to work.
Absolutely.
Listen, I got an ear infected, but I'm going to work, Jack. You stick something in my ear and I'm on the move.
Right.
I can't stand it.
That's right. But you know what? Like you said, they're comfortable with it, but you know why they're comfortable with it? Because a lot of men is looking for their mothers. They're looking for somebody to take care of them. She take care of me. Dog, you might as well be living with your mom then.
Yeah, poor sucker.
But you know what?
You might as well.
But you know what? Real quick, you have women out there that don't like the fact of not being needed. Like, you have women out there that feel that they have to feel needed. So if they turn around
mm-hmm.
and their man is like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'm good, baby. I'm good. They get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, what do you mean you're good? Oh, you messing with somebody? No.
Yeah, then you messing with somebody else. Exactly.
I'm all right. Like, dude, you don't have to do all of this. You have to do all that. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? We good. Everything is cool. But it's like, if you don't need them, then they feel like,
it's a problem.
You don't love me. You don't love me because you don't need me. You don't actually do nothing for them. This, that, that. No, maybe the dude just, it's like, dudes can't be independent. Like, I can sew a button on my own shirt. I don't need you to do that.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I don't care about me. It doesn't mean that
I don't
want
you around.
It
doesn't mean that I ain't going to need you sometime in my life, but my goodness, let me do something.
Listen, I made it clear a long time ago. I'd rather want you. You'd rather have me want you than need you. But some people don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather be needed instead of wanted.
Right.
Needed, that's not the good thing. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather want you to be here, not need
right.
you to be here. Because then to me, it's like if I need you to be here, that means I need to do something or get something from you. But, yo, we got 60 seconds left. Any parting words, K-Dog?
Any parting words, listen. When you're in a relationship, it takes two people to work things out. It's not one doing something and you're just sitting there being a lazy ass. That doesn't help. You have to get up and do something too. Both of you could come to an agreement. And also, communication is the key.
Right. Communication.
Big Red.
Ask me what I want from the store before you leave the house. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my goodness.
And on that note, everybody be easy. Y'all have a good night. Another one in the can. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Later, guys.
Hey, thanks, man.
Be Hot Rod.
Hey,
tomorrow night, Absolute Truth, 10:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio, y'all. Check it out.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Later,
bye,
guys.
Y'all. Have a good night.
Later.
See y'all
too.
See you next Sunday.
Peace.
Enjoy your Walking Dead.
Yes.
Red.
Bang. Thank you.
Later.